Lauren O'Keefe is the founder and CEO of the Missing Persons Advocacy Network, and we spoke to Lauren in the past about the disappearance of her younger brother, Dan. Lauren, thanks for having a word to us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What do you think are some of the problems with this show?
Oh, gosh, where to begin? Ultimately, I think the biggest problem is that it is perpetuating really unrealistic expectations that crush families when they realise how different what they've seen on TV is to what the actual resources available to them are when their loved one's just gone missing. So I think there's been a huge oversight here. Nowadays, you know, producers are held to a certain standard, and we think that they consider the population groups that the content may impact. And I think here there's just been, despite the fact that the media, you know, often deals with desperate families of missing people as free talent, you know, in a whole variety of popular shows across various networks, I think that there's just been a huge oversight here in not considering what a program like Hunted would do to the people left behind.
So all those things in the show, I think they're like, there's like a war room, the SWAT teams, they've got heaps of CCTV and other ways of conducting surveillance. What is it really like when they're looking for someone who's missing?
Well, I can only really speak from my own experience, which was about 11 years ago. And I do think that things have improved in the last 11 years. However, I think that there's this assumption that police are sort of on standby and they can deploy these types of resources instantaneously. And that's not at all accurate. I mean, we had to beg Victoria Police to even door knock the neighbours when my brother was first reported missing, and they wouldn't even do that. And here, you know, they've got dogs and choppers and drones, and many of the families that I work with would absolutely, you know, love to have a skerrick of those resources.
But this is just TV, isn't it? I mean, it's, you know, the cops on TV they're better resourced than the cops in our lives.
Of course. But again, it's perpetuating this idea so that when it happened to us, I was expecting for us to have the resources that I'd seen in TV, you know, because you see that room of really enthusiastic, committed experts who are tracing things and deploying various resources. And that's not the case. And so when families do have that real experience where they've reported their loved one missing and they're expecting those types of assistance and they don't get it, it just adds to the stress and the grief and the disappointment of what is a really overwhelming experience.
Do you think they should actually rethink producing or screening the show?
I'm aware that, so this is a hit in the UK, and I reached out to our counterparts in London as a charity called Missing People, and they were surprised that it had come out to Australia because there were a lot of complaints made to the British networks for these very reasons. You know, families seeing these shots promoting a show that is completely detached from reality. And I understand it is a game show, but it is, but it's really unhelpful. And I think it's quite insulting to families who, again, are having to beg to get, you know, a dog for a day. You know, these types of resources could have saved not only my family, but many of the families that I work with, countless years of the trauma of living with ambiguous loss, which is, you know, it's considered to be the most traumatic type of grief that there is and the most unmanageable form of stress. And here's, you know, a TV network that's put thousands, if not millions of dollars into this, and the Visit Victoria is a sponsor. I mean, government funds as well. That's particularly insulting because I founded this charity almost 10 years ago and we haven't had a cent from the government, and I'm working single-handedly with over 70 families around the country.
You don't make money though, do you? TV makes money. I'm being brutally honest, right? That's the difference, right? Visit Victoria does this, they get a return. If they give money to a charity like yours, there's no cash return, is there? Maybe that's why.
There's no cash, but I mean the health and well-being of your citizens should be a pretty significant
that.
Factor.
Yeah, I'm not undervaluing.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that it's a TV show and it's rubbish. I mean, I saw the first episode myself, and my eyes rolled so hard I almost fell out of my skull. But I'd like to think that if it does go ahead for a second season, that, you know, now there is an opportunity for those involved to sit down with, you know, myself or a family of a real missing person, or even just, you know, consider that this is a genuine and valid response to this show for our community.
And Lauren, as someone who's running the Missing Persons Advocacy Network, what would you say to someone who's watching it and loving it, enjoying it?
I would ask them just to spare a thought for the thousands of Australians who are out there living in reality with a missing loved one, who are desperate for attention, media attention, police resources. I would love to think that this has provided an opportunity for the people involved, but also the, you know, Australians more broadly, to educate them on the fact that, you know, 145 Australians are reported missing every single day, and their loved ones are frantic and stressed and desperate for support, and that, you know, it shouldn't be, I don't think that this type of scenario should be trivialised for the sake of a trashy TV show. We've got plenty of trashy TV shows as it is. I think we can do better.
Maybe they could run free ads for organisations like yours.
Absolutely. Or, you know, our sister charity in London said, why not, you know, point viewers to support services for organisations that do the real work pertaining to this very issue. So there are opportunities here, and we'd welcome any, you know, chance to sit down and see what can come of it, what good can come of this, because there is a big group of Australians who have lived experience of ambiguous loss who are livid and hurt by this. And I think it's important that those involved acknowledge that.
Lauren O'Keefe's the founder and CEO of the Missing Persons Advocacy Network. Lauren, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Raf.